The City of Richmond could make its dog poop collection program permanent at city-owned off-leash areas. In 2023, the city received requests for dog waste bins and a pilot project was launched in March 2024 at three city-owned off-leash areas to test these new waste bins. Five specialized, bright red waste bins for dog waste were installed at the entrances of Aberdeen Neighborhood, McLean Neighborhood and Steveston Community Parks. From March 2024 to March 2025, a total of 13,500 kilograms of dog waste was collected and sent to the Iona Island Wastewater Treatment Plant for disposal by a hired contractor. Having the waste sent to the treatment plant helps reduce organic waste in landfills, where it would otherwise produce methane gas, according to a city staff report. City staff are recommending the program be made permanent and bins be added to the remaining 13 city-owned off-leash areas. They said the program would cost $71,000 a year and would be paid through the 2026 utility budget. Another option is to expand the program to also include 14 high-traffic city parks and trails frequented by dog owners. The cost for this larger program would come to around $165,000 annually. In an effort to reduce environmental impact and promote responsible waste practices, the pilot demonstrated that separate collection of dog waste is feasible and successfully diverted waste from the landfill, reads the staff report. It also said making the program permanent would increase dog waste diversion from 13,500 kilograms to around 72,000 kilograms every year. This increased diversion from landfill would support the city's overall waste diversion goals, align with Metro Vancouver waste disposal bans and provide residents with a more sustainable option for disposing their dog waste. The Metro Vancouver disposal ban program says if pet excrement exceeds 5% of the total weight or total volume of a load of garbage, it will be subject to a $76 fine and cleanup costs. Currently, eight municipalities, including Burnaby, Delta and Port Coquitlam, have dog waste collection programs in parks, green spaces and public areas. If Richmond City Council decides to end the pilot project, the bins will be removed from the three parks and dog waste will go back into regular public litter bins. This option is not recommended as it is not in alignment with Metro Vancouver disposal bans and best practices, reads the staff report. There are approximately 7,500 registered dogs in Richmond. This agenda item will be dealt with at the next Public Works and Transportation Committee meeting on Wednesday, July 23. Megaphone got an opinion on this story or any others in Richmond? Send us a letter or email your thoughts or story tips to editor@richmond-news.com. Cell phone with Arrow to stay updated on Richmond news, sign up for our daily headline newsletter. Speech balloon words missing in article? Your ad blocker might be preventing hyperlinked text from appearing.